Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Live from ESPN Studios in New York City, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max. And yes, Key, you may have the Cowboys at number one in your rankings.
That's fine. They mine.
But ESPN's NFL Power Rankings.
Yeah.
There you go.
Have the Packers at number one.
It's a computer.
What does that mean?
Where do they have the Cowboys?
Based on analytics. Cowboys are fourth.
It's a computer.
Titans are second. Cardinals, by the way.
Computer's not watching the game.
Cardinals are third.
Cardinals are not on Key's list. The Cardinals are third.
It's a computer.
The disrespect.
Yeah.
How does Phoenix put up with this, man? It's a computer, yes.
But it's a computer. They're not watching the games. They're looking at numbers. They're not watching the games. I'm watching the games.
Why do you believe?
Every single game, every single play, every single quarter, every single minute, everything.
You don't miss a damn thing.
Nothing.
Why do you believe so much in the Cowboys? What is it about them that tells you they are your best team in the league right now after essentially Dan Quinn just said, I know how to beat Matty Ice. I've seen him enough. And they certainly exploited him. And they got their groove back, too, after an embarrassing week the week before. But still, why do you believe
in them? I factor a lot of things into why the Cowboys lost to the Denver Broncos in that fashion. You got to remember, the quarterback had a bad game. What was the quarterback coming off of? Rest. Injury.
He hadn't played in like two
hadn't
weeks,
hadn't played
right?
in a couple game, yep. a couple weeks,
yeah, bye,
so to speak. Then, yeah. Right. So that factored in. He didn't look nowhere near as sharp as he did against the Atlanta Falcons. I also look at what they have as a team. They got a plethora of skill positions, weapons, that they can utilize, whether it's CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson. You're the tight end, the running game, the offensive line is intact. The defense is getting better. Secondary is shoring things up. We saw Trayvon Diggs get another big pick, very athletic play he made. And I factor in the tougher teams that they played against, they've done a tremendous job against. When you look at their schedule, they haven't played Murderer's Row, and they won't play Murderer's Row. But the games that which you would deem teams that have 500-plus records, they've done a good job against. At the time they saw the Carolina Panthers, Carolina was winning football games. They took care of business at home against Carolina. Minus Christian McCaffrey, whatever the case may be. They still took care of business against a good defense. Opening day on a Thursday night, we saw how a quarterback coming off a severe injury bounces back after a year off and takes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down to a minute 24 and gives the ball to the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. That's how they lost.
Yes.
So when you start just looking at all that, then they go on the road to a hot team, because it was only the second or third game of the year, but a good football team in Los Angeles, the Chargers. They went against the Chargers in a winning way formula of running the football.
Defense.
So you start just stacking and looking at all these sort of things. The big test is going to be this week when they go to Kansas City.
Yes.
That's a test.
And with that in mind, that could flip. By next week, we could be talking about the Chiefs.
You could be talking about the Chiefs, depending on how that looks to me.
Like, think about that for a minute. I mean,
because Atlanta,
okay.
Max and Max, Lord have mercy.
Oh,
Allen
geez.
And Jay, too many people sitting in that chair over the last several months.
Well, Allen was one of those people for a long time,
like,
actually.
It was a lot of people sitting in this chair. It's really only one.
No, actually, we've had four or five different hosts, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah. You should.
And so when you look at Atlanta, it's not like Atlanta was a bad team, Jay. Atlanta was a good Atlanta was a 500 team.
Yep, 4-4 at the time.
Beat the Saints, 4-4 at the time. Matt Ryan was playing good football. But they unleashed it on them. They went after them and grabbed them in the throat like they got grabbed by the Denver Broncos. So when you look at all that sort of stuff, this is why you say they're the best team in the NFL.
League, the league has been like this year.
I go Cowboys at number two. I think that,
and that's fine. You can.
Yeah, they're
ain't
right
nothing,
there. They're
ain't
right
nothing
there.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, and you know, like, look, I also get it. Like the name recognition. I just that loss that they had to Denver and how they lost. Even though I hear all the reasons why, that was a pretty bad loss.
It was almost, people thought maybe a little bit of a blueprint.
But so here we go. With that loss, you talk about Green Bay's loss to the Saints.
Well, that was yeah. But that was the first.
That game was in Jacksonville.
That was at the beginning of the season.
Yes, but
that was bizarre situations of everything. Aaron Rodgers has been out all summer.
Doesn't matter
how they look since.
Doesn't matter, right? And here's why it doesn't matter.
I want to go quality.
But wait,
wins.
No, yeah, no. But here's what I'm gonna say. It doesn't matter because Dak Prescott was hurt. He missed 2 weeks. They just traded Von Miller. Everybody thought the Broncos was closing the door and the season was over. They walked in there, sleepwalked. You see what I'm saying? You could make excuses for every single team at the top that got run out of the building this year.
Listen,
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they look what happened to them. They just went to Washington and lost. They had Tom Brady's number. We can do that for everybody. What about the Rams? Oh, my God. Did you see what just happened to them? You can do it for everybody.
Right, but how about we just do the quality wins thing? If you want to play it that way, let's make this college football. Let's do it like college football. Quality wins. So quality loss at Bucks opening night. Quality loss. That was a great game. All right, is the Chargers at the time felt like a quality win?
That's
is
a quality
it now
win.
Looking back, look at the Chargers.
It still
now.
Is. The Chargers aren't out of it. It still is.
Maybe they're not.
They're doing a little bit of roller coaster.
Beating the Eagles by 20. Your division, and it's not going to be a single quality division win. Not a single one. That's not to their.
Well, yeah, probably not.
Unfortunately, that's just reality for them. There's not going to be one quality win for them.
It'll be
in their
interesting to see what Washington does with Carolina this week and what the effects of losing Chase Young will mean.
Okay.
And
all
Panthers without
CMC.
Six wins in their division that are useless.
Though.
Useless.
No.
All right. Beating the Panthers at that time also looked like a quality win.
Without CMC, without Christian McCaffrey.
That's what I mean.
Even though the defense was.
It looked like
Giants,
a quality win, even though Carolina just unleashed on the Arizona. I mean, you guys.
Right, Arizona Cardinals without their starting quarterback and some of their top
wideouts.
Let's
just go through it. The Patriots at Foxborough in overtime. Is that a quality win?
Yes!
Now it looks like
that's
it.
A quality
at the time,
win.
It didn't feel like it. They win
what
it
do
overtime.
You mean?
That's a quality
you got,
win, man.
You went
now
to
it
Foxborough.
That's,
still,
that's versus Bill Belichick.
Now
and
it
that
is.
Defense. That's a
you
quality
got,
win.
What do you mean?
I mean that now it is at the time.
It was at the time.
Not sure.
So we're arguing between number one and number two. That's what we're doing right now.
We are.
No, okay. We're having a conversation.
Beating the Vikings in Minnesota.
Like
I mean, that's a.
With a backup in Cooper Rush.
I said, that's one I'll
they
give
you. They
got
a quality win.
All right, then they're getting smoked by the Broncos, bad. And then, you know, then returning the favor to Atlanta, meh. But you've got, this is where now it gets real. And that's why you always look at those pockets of the schedule where I'm going to believe in the Dallas Cowboys. This is where I'll believe in.
Allen, also.
Chiefs, Raiders, Saints. There
Brian,
you go.
Raiders.
No, Allen. No, Allen. In the beginning, in the opening of our show at the 7 o'clock hour, you did hear Key say, well, I'm biased. Towards the Cowboys. So
just, what?
So just know that going into the rankings.
Yes, I put them at one because I'm biased. It's my damn ranking.
I just said what you just said. Why
Think
are
about
you
this
yelling
though.
It at me?
He's very
I
angry.
Just repeated what you just said.
I don't
this,
need you to repeat any. Did I
I'm
say,
not
hey,
saying it to
did
you. I'm saying
say,
it to the fans
Did I
home.
Say, Jay, point out the fact that I said bias.
I don't need
bias.
You to solicit me to say
Jeez.
Things. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm going to say things.
I miss this show. This is the pocket. This is why. Chiefs, Raiders, Saints. Because then
now you're going to try to Kyrie me.
Washington, Giants, Washington, and then you finish with the Eagles. The only quality game that's left after this little pocket of games is the Cardinals.
I don't know. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't know if
this
Saints,
right now will make me decide
I don't know,
whether or not
I don't know if the Saints are going to be a quality win.
Good defense, though.
They got, a good defense. I guess it could be because where's it at?
It's at New Orleans.
Yeah, see, that'll be a tough one.
Yeah, it's a real good defense.
Chiefs, let's just start there. That's going to be going to Arrowhead is going to be interesting.
Absolutely. And again, you could if the Chiefs win that game,
but we
at
also,
Arrowhead, we could be now saying, are the Chiefs the best team in the league?
But we also could be petty and go through the Packers schedule and do we could do it with everybody.
I know, but I just chose
we are petty on
no,
the
I understand.
Cowboys.
No,
are
I understand.
We are
we can do that. But I think
and as I said,
think,
these next 3 weeks are big for them. For the Cowboys, next 3 weeks are big.
And another thing is when that hole opened against Denver in the bottom of their boat, I think everybody was anticipating for the planks of the bottom of the boat to just start separating.
Because that's what always
the
happens.
Bottom was getting ready to fall out of the Cowboys. They've never come back and answered when something like that has happened to them. It just all of a sudden starts to unravel. It's like a thread. When you pull it, it's just like, oh, God, what did I just do?
Yeah.
That's what it's felt like. But I knew. And also I saw Jerry last week sometime, and we were talking, and he said to me, he goes, you know, Keyshawn, his whole voice and whatnot. And he said we were looking ahead. He said we were looking ahead, and we took them lightly. and blah, 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 and some more stuff in there.
We were looking ahead. We took a light.
Yeah, and I knew. I was like, yeah, I could tell. Yeah. And so when you have that type of confirmation, it gives you the confidence that they're going to bounce back against Atlanta. And I think I betted on them in our bet that the Cowboys would unleash on them.
Maybe the Cowboys found flex.
Yes, and I am biased on Keyshawn Duke J. basketball, too.
We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So why one person thinks the King's reign has ended? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM.
This man just called me a kid. Try to Kyrie me.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
What are we, Jay?
Yeah, let that ride out.
A month into the season? How many weeks are we in now?
For like a month.
Barely, right?
Yeah.
In basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 15, 16 games.
Yeah, I love it. We're already telling you who ain't going with no chip.
It's amazing. We are
because remember,
a month in and we know already who's going to win the title.
So I'm going to ask you this question. So at the start of the season, who was the favorite to win MVP? Because I know the answer.
Start of what?
This season, NBA season.
NBA season?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant?
No, Luka.
Yeah,
Luka. You mean an odds favorite?
Yeah, odds
like Vegas,
favorite,
yeah. Oh, Luka.
You ain't heard his. Wait. And he's
Luka,
playing good.
Odds, like Vegas.
And
he's Vegas had Luka.
Vegas had Luka, yeah.
And he's playing well, but you ain't heard a peep.
Well, he has an injury, but
he's playing well, but he's already.
Well, he just got hurt.
Yeah,
he's already
top
off
four
the
in the West.
Yeah, he just got hurt yesterday, 2 days ago. Yeah. But I'm saying you ain't heard a peep about him being an MVP candidate because it's been about Steph and KD.
Well, by the way, Jason Kidd leaves the Lakers, you know, their head coaching staff. Look at that offense kind of sputtering, them having issues. Mike D'Antoni leaves Brooklyn staff. Look at them, their offense somewhat having issues to a degree.
Interesting.
It's fascinating.
Who do you believe more in, Frank Vogel or Steve Nash?
Well, before we get to all that, let's go to the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and ask, who will win the NBA MVP? It's, you know, we're a month in. We should know by now. And after watching Steph Curry last night, 9 3-pointers and 37 points in a win over the Nets, we kind of feel like maybe the Warriors are back. But with that in mind, what about the Lakers and what about LeBron? Because we're talking a lot about Steph Curry and the Warriors all of a sudden. What does it mean for LeBron James as he, according to Woj, could be making his return Friday to the lineup after missing a couple of weeks with an ab strain? Stephen A. Smith on First Take had this take about LeBron and his pursuit of a fifth championship.
The bottom line is, I'm going to be in the Bay Area for the finals this year. Warriors going to the finals.
So,
let me say something else. I think LeBron has won his last title. I think it's over.
Okay. I'm glad 15 games into the season you feel that way.
Yeah, I'm glad 15 games into the season you feel like LeBron James has won his last title. Not including that, Jay, as you know, every championship team makes some sort of adjustments when they need to before trade deadlines.
What do they have to offer anybody?
You know.
That's the problem.
It doesn't, but it's not what they have to offer. It's what they can go out and get.
Okay.
You know, there's a guy, for instance, that sits in and he may not want to ever play basketball again, but works at ESPN that can shoot the lights out. I think he's a 47% three-point shooter or whatever it is.
His name is J.J. Yeah, Redick.
I'm going to get there. That's a guy that, you know, maybe they sniff around, see what his shot looks like later on down the line if they were looking for that guy. Guy named J.J. Redick. I'm just saying, teams make, and this is what I was trying to tell Stephen A., I'm like, they do make adjustments. I get it. Golden State is the flavor of the month. Steph Curry, they doing the thing. Klay Thompson coming back. But you ain't going to never be able to count that dude LeBron out till it's over. You can't count him out. You'll be foolish. And this is not me being a Laker fan. This is me being a basketball fan. You can't count him out. No way.
I think it's erroneous to have a take that LeBron James will never win a championship again. I'm not going to bet against a guy that last year averaged 25, 8, and 8, who is one of the most gifted passers the game has ever seen, has the ability to elevate everybody around him, who is an absolute savant on the court. Is the question of shooting or their defense being an issue to a degree? Yes, but we are a month into the season. And let's not forget, last year was the first time LeBron has ever been knocked out in the first round against the Phoenix Suns. So is everything working out perfectly with the Lakers right now? No, but LeBron has been out. Taylor Horton Tucker has been out until recently. They're getting shooting back. Like, let's not act like this team doesn't have motivation to get there. And I understand Golden State's playing at a high clip right now. You also have to see it sustained over a five-month period.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. Come on, man. No matter who it is, whether it's Brooklyn, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's Milwaukee, whether it's Denver, Utah, whatever the case may be, let's get to the second half of the season before we get a clear picture through the clouds. Because we don't know what Dallas is all of a sudden. Porzingis is going to start to continue to play. Luka, get healthier. What? We don't know. We just don't. I understand. I'm just.
I hear what you're saying.
Know.
I
think we know.
Yeah, I'm just not betting on Porzingis. Yeah, yeah. That's no, all. I'm saying
to,
think we know.
To all of a sudden, the light comes on and then he becomes what the Knicks thought he was going to be. You just don't know until certain times come. You know, all of a sudden, everybody waiting on Melo to cool all the way off. What if he just stays hot the whole rest of the way? What if he just catches fire and the rest of the way? Or they decide to move Russell Westbrook, into more of a second unit type role because they realize when LeBron's off the floor, he's at his best. They finally say, hey, we're going to start him for 6 minutes for ego purposes, but we're going to remove him. When LeBron comes off, he goes on. What if they decide to do that? Or what if he decides to start knocking down some jumpers and not turning the ball over? Second half of the seasons for him from the last 3 years on three different teams has seemed like it's gone in a positive direction.
I saw a Laker team that won a championship in a bubble because they were able to stay healthy. I don't see Anthony Davis ever able to stay healthy through the course of a season. And LeBron James turns 37 at the end of December.
What did he turn last year?
37. You can do the math. You know.
36. And what did he turn the year before that?
Yeah.
The year before that.
I'm glad you said that because you know how many years it's been since he's played about 70% of his team's games in a season? And normally he was always playing 65, 70, 72, 80 games.
He didn't play last year because they fell on him and he had like a high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't finish the deal.
It's amazing how the older you get, the more injuries find you. It's just the way it is.
This is the first time that he's had, I want to say, a soft tissue injury, right?
I'm just going to say this. What Stephen A.'s take was not a hot take. It was it's an observation.
Oh, I'm not mad at
that.
I don't think
what he's saying is outrageous.
I don't either.
But
I don't think
to bet against LeBron, no.
I'm just not betting against
that. But to say, you know, he'll never win a championship, it's very possible.
No, it is.
Based on reality it is.
It certainly is.
Right. Okay.
Certainly is.
Well, Stephen A's going to join us at 9:30.
And y'all can scream at each
other. I don't
think
so.
But, you know, there's more things that were said today that upset a lot of people, and that is, of course, Key and his biased.
What did I do?
NFL rankings. People want to take you on, and we go right now to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. We begin with Greg in North Carolina. Greg, have at it.
Get him, Greg.
Key, what's up, man?
What's happening, G?
Hey, how the hell are you going to put the Patriots in there and even the Chiefs up at number three and not Arizona without playing without Murray and without Hopkins?
Well, you know why? Because they've lost two straight games without what they lost two. They lost two or three. They didn't lose two straight. They lost two or three because they beat San Francisco without those guys in the lineup. And guess what? They might not be in the lineup again this week. So now that's three that they're going to lose out of the last four. Because if he ain't in the lineup, they ain't going to have a chance to win. I don't care who you're playing against because he is the heart and soul of that football team. So I just got him there because that's what I see right now today.
Right.
And doesn't mean tomorrow because I had him in the top
you had him
two
one.
A couple times.
You had him one
and they keep
week.
Losing. Every time I put them in, they lose.
They let you down. That's the problem.
Yeah,
all right,
man,
we move
don't
on
care
from
about
Greg.
What like Gambo talking about?
You like putting them number one so they can lose. It's a setup.
It's a setup? Is that what
it's
it is?
It's a setup. It's a reverse jinx
prop
scenario.
Prop them up just to see him fail.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
Dennis is in Delaware, has another team to talk to you about. Dennis.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, whether it's Alan, Max, or Zubin steering the ship, you guys are still the number one show in America.
Yeah, but Dennis, just your honest opinion.
Thanks, Dennis.
I want Dennis's real rankings.
Oh, don't.
Out of the three names you just gave
don't
them.
Do that. Don't do that.
I really want to know. How would you rank, though, the three names you gave there?
I would rank them just the way Keyshawn ranks his MVP ratings.
Biased.
And I would put Max in there because Alan, you jump ship to noon with Bart, so I got to put
you
Max number one.
I like to sleep.
Yeah,
I like to sleep in. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
You left us high.
Right. Dennis,
first,
tell me what
you think. First of all, the Patriots haven't beaten anybody. They beat Zach Wilson twice in the Jets. They're terrible. They beat David Mills in Texas. They beat a Baker Mayfield, which is okay, but he was probably hurt, you know, and Belichick's got Hebert's number in San Diego. Until the Patriots beat Tennessee next week or a Kansas City and Baltimore in the playoffs, I can't put them up that high. I just can't. I mean, I know Mac Jones has closed the gap for the rookie of the year for sure, but I just can't put them there because they haven't beaten anybody, and I think they're going to have their hands full tomorrow night in Atlanta.
Here's what I'd say.
Solid
Dennis.
Call.
You only play the teams that they put in front of you.
Oh, don't give me that.
Your record is what your record is.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Give me a break.
You only play the teams that they put. Quality wins.
Quality wins. Yeah, I'll give you.
He already just told us.
Lost to the Dolphins.
He just told us.
Beat the Jets. Not a quality win. Lost to the Saints.
Preach.
Lost to the Bucks.
Preach.
Beat the Texans.
And
lost to the Cowboys at home. Beat the Jets. Beat the Chargers. Is that a quality win? Huh? Beat Carolina? Right? Without
Crickets.
I mean, what
crickets,
do we got?
Crickets.
Well, really,
okay.
What I'm
oh,
doing
beat
is
the
I'm
Browns
finish.
With no Odell.
You should learn that, Jay.
Banged up offense, and they're a mess. So you got Falcons. You've got Titans, Bills, Colts, Bills again. There's your window. There's your games right there. There's your pocket of
and,
the season.
And again, I will say this again, Jason, J.D. Williams.
I didn't even say I'm over here just laughing. Han is talking to you.
You only play the teams that they put in front of you. Your record is what it is.
You know what I love about you, Key?
Period.
You could be getting jumped by like seven dudes in a fight, and your back could be against the wall, and you're going to keep swinging. You ain't going to concede. You're going to keep swinging.
I don't understand. You start pointing to quality wins. I can go through every team in every schedule and point to the Buffalo Bills play the same teams that they play.
Yeah, yeah.
So what?
Yeah, I know.
So now what?
Well, they
got to
play Buffalo twice, but you saw that schedule. It's coming up for them.
This is now we'll find out if they have the winning formula. Buffalo Bills play the exact same schedule, except maybe one or two
teams.
They
beat the Chiefs.
It's one or two teams that New England doesn't play. But if we want to raise the level for Buffalo and they play the same teams, I don't understand.
Let me get one more call in. Jeez, the Dr. Pepper call in line. One more call. Q is in Wisconsin on your favorite team, Q. Key.
Hey, how you guys doing? Just want to piggyback off the last dude. Not trying to ride your bandwagon, but y'all are dope. First off, Keyshawn, I get it. You're a Hall of Famer in my eyes, and you're a Ring of Honor dude. I'm a Dallas guy, so I'm just going to start the angle with my team, Wisconsin. They just beat two of my area quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and almost Pat Mahomes, in successive weeks. Our defense is playing lights out. It's something that Green Bay has never had since Aaron has played in our great franchise since 2011 when we held the Lombardi Trophy. So in my opinion, these rankings don't mean squat, because every year our squad is one or two at this point of the season. So let's just talk about this a little later down the line when your squad falls apart like a Hyundai.
There you go. All right. A Hyundai. Apparently falls apart.
I don't think I've ever had a Hyundai.
No.
I've had a Honda.
But your comparison though to the boat, the hole in the boat against the Broncos.
Yeah.
And normally what we've seen in the past from Dallas.
Yeah, those boards start to
is
separate.
Now it just the bottom drops out.
It just
out
continues
and we
to
sink.
Go. It continues to keep going.
The Falcons
they
game,
plugged it.
Yeah.
They took that glue, you know that glue they be showing on TV?
Flex seal?
Whatever
flex
it's called. Tape? Yeah, flex seal.
Flex seal.
You just believe that?
Don't use the other type of glue, not on this show.
Yes, I believe that. It.
Don't
they
use the other
sponsor.
Type of glue on this
yes,
show.
They may be a sponsor. I love it.
You ever want to try that, though, where the water's just gushing out? You just want to take the tape and slap it on there?
I don't
want
to try that.
Just want to see if that would ever actually work. You never know.
I'm sure it works.
Kimberly Martin's going to weigh in on Key's list and the rest of the NFL headlines next after SportsCenter.
Payton, the second with the rebound. That's a shot the Warriors want to see him take. Curry, one dribble after half court. Curry! Another three from way downtown, and that has a crowd buzzing here in Brooklyn. It's a two-point game.
That was one of Steph Curry's 9 three-pointers. Ooh. Count them, 9.
Nine.
You heard that on 95.7 The Game. Curry scored 37 points in a 117-99 win over the Nets on Tuesday in Brooklyn. James Harden led the Nets with 24. Kevin Durant, 19 in the loss. Meanwhile, Klay Thompson, who's not with the Warriors on this current four-game East Coast swing, has started doing some five-on-five work as part of his recovery from a torn Achilles. LeBron James won't be in the lineup tonight when the Lakers visit the Bucks, 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. But there's growing optimism within the organization that James may return Friday against the Celtics. That's according to our own Adrian Wojnarowski. LeBron's been out for 2 weeks with an abdominal strain. The Lakers have lost 4 of 7 without him in the lineup. And the top 7 teams remain unchanged in the latest college football playoff rankings. Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Michigan, and Michigan State all won this past weekend. Notre Dame moved up to 8. Oklahoma State is 9. And Wake Forest is 10. Previously unbeaten Oklahoma, they dropped from 8 to 13th after losing to Baylor. SportsCenter is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
In a 24-hour news cycle, everything feels like news.
Yeah, it's not news at all.
Let's find out what's hot news or not news.
Key, well, you tell me. Is this hot news or is not news?
You're so scary. You're going to throw it to me.
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max. And Kimberly A. Martin joins us right here in studio, giving us a straight talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Get it, Kimberly. Hey.
Now, we're going to get to hot news or not news, but I kind of feel like I need you to weigh in on something that has become a hot topic here this morning. Okay. Keys Real Rankings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your facial expressions, by the way, are priceless.
You know what's coming.
He has the Cowboys first, the Packers second, and his reasoning is simply based on him being biased. No Cardinals, by the way, at all on his list.
How many teams are on this list?
7.
But it changes each week.
Well, that's true. There could be 7. So, there could be 8.
Arbitrary number.
Okay.
Key's algorithm.
So, your thoughts?
You know what?
That's kind of how we've all been.
You know what? I actually would put, I would be okay with Dallas at one if they beat the Chiefs, right? Like, I would feel better about that. Packers, I still think right now are the team because they found so many different ways to win.
Right.
Cardinals, I'm confused by that a little bit, that they're not. Who's ahead of them? Consult your master
not,
list.
They're not on they're the not list. At all.
I know, but like, what teams are?
Well, how about the Patriots are on the list at seven?
I put the Patriots at seven, so they slid in front of them.
Wow. What can I just ask why?
Well, because I think that when I look at them, they're getting better and better. They've won four. What did they win in a row? Four and five in a row.
It's a four in a row going for five.
Yeah, four in a row going for five. They got Atlanta. I like where they're headed. I like the direction of the coaching staff. I like the direction of the quarterback.
But what about the Cardinals, though? Like, why?
They've lost two of the last three. Kyler Murray may not play again this week, along with DeAndre Hopkins. So chances are they'll probably lose that game. So now they're getting ready to slide back even further.
You know what?
And every time I have them ranked high, guess what? They lose.
It's so personal. You the jinx. That's really what it is.
It could be.
That's
could be.
Really what it is.
That could be the case. That could be the case.
Could be intentional.
And, also, the reason the Cowboys are number one, just in case you were wondering,
I wasn't,
that they have a complete football team.
Yeah.
Unlike the Packers, to me, the Packers can't run the ball nearly as effective as the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. The Packers defense has gotten better.
You know what?
And I know we are in love. I know we are in love with Aaron Rodgers bounce back after his misleading information and all of that sort of stuff that you guys were so desperately dove into.
COVID, gotta discuss it.
You know, it's one of those deals where they could be one and they can be two, but I put them up one. Because of my biased opinion.
Can I also add that he recently talked to Jerry?
Yeah. And I recently talked to Jerry.
Okay, so that's now we got it. Okay, so, that's all. Just say you should have said that. The
direction
asterisk.
Of our football team. Just so you know, Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, Titans, Bills, Bucks, and Pats. Those are the teams on his list. There we are.
He is a Chiefs Meanwhile. Ranked ahead of the Titans as well.
Yeah.
I think this could go on. I know, right? I'm not. We're moving on. This list is not news. This is.
There it is. All right. Hot news or not news then? Tyrann Mathieu showed respect to Mac Jones in a tweet.
What? This is not news to me. Like, what am I missing? Nobody said that Mac Jones wouldn't be a good quarterback. In fact, we all thought he was going to go, not we, but some people reported that he was going to go to the San Francisco at three. So, like, the idea that Mac Jones wasn't going to be good or that people were dogging him, I think people were defending guys like Justin Fields and Trey Lance because of, oh, Mac Jones is so great. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually not sure where Tyrann Mathieu is coming from, because I think we're all in agreement that Mac Jones is pretty good and will be good.
I guess it is hot news because you have a player – identifying a talent.
Randomly, giving, too.
Yeah, giving love to another player on another team when most of the media, not most of the media, but people didn't really understand how Mac Jones was pushed up so high before the draft in people's minds, and some of the other guys like Kimberly saying was kind of pushed down. Mm-hmm. But he's in a perfect situation for his skill set, and he's flourishing in it.
It was a second tweet more so than the first one. It was the follow-up because Dan Orlovsky responded by saying, of course Dan Orlovsky's going to respond, right? By saying, yep. And then he followed up and said, oh, he don't throw sidearm. He don't run so fast. Like, like you talking about your own quarterback there throwing sidearm and different things. Like, that's interesting to me.
That is interesting. But
he wasn't talking about Patrick Mahomes. He's talking about quarterbacks, the Zach Wilsons of the world, the
we're glorifying that.
Yes,
and Mac is just like, he's in the pocket, kind of boring, walks like in, you know, like walks in the room like this.
See, this
you
is
know?
Where Mac Jones would go, all right, guys, enough.
Dude, I wish people can see the walk.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the walk. We need the
Kimberly
walk.
It's the arms flailing.
All right, more hot news or not news with Kimberly Martin. Ravens waved Le'Veon Bell. Is this the last we'll see?
I mean, I don't know.
Has there been a bigger drop off of somebody who was the best at his position and then just nothing?
Completely plummeted
right
into oblivion. Yes. It is incredible. And it just, when you go back to think about how things ended with the Steelers, like, damn. Like, I wonder if he has any regrets about how all of this played out. As you know, he was on your Jets. Got big money
barely,
from your Jets.
Barely remember that. Adam Gase didn't know he was on the Jets.
Yeah, Adam Gase did not want him on the Jets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's so interesting. It's not news. It's a good conversation to have because once upon a time, much like you mentioned, Allen and Kimberly, he was a New York Jet, but he also was one of the most dominant players in the National Football League for a 2 to 3 year period of time. But when you don't recognize your skill set and who you are and what you are to a team in a system, sometimes you can have a fog in your mind to tell yourself that you're better than what you really are. Because had he stayed, like Kim said, a regret in Pittsburgh, now I understand financially I'm out too, but if you would have played your cards right, things might have gone a little bit different for your career. Now, is this the last of Le'Veon Bell? Somebody out there, is, you know how it is, they always feel like they could get a few touches out of you. So I wouldn't say it's the end of it unless he wants it to be. He may be able to latch on to another team due to injuries or whatever the case may be, but it won't be a consistent situation.
You see, for fans, I don't think this is news. For me as a former athlete, I think this is hot news because it just serves as a constant reminder that as quickly as you could be hot in this game, as quickly as you could not be in this game.
Kimberly, great to see you.
Good to see you guys,
thanks
too.
So much.
Can you do the Mac Jones walk again?
As Kimberly does that, we will talk about this coming up. One of the country's top prospects played last night, and a lot of people wondered why. We've got the answer.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. From Cameron Indoor to the Coliseum and everywhere in between, from A to Z.
All right, let's go A to Z. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max today. We begin with the CFP rankings. So the top seven teams remain unchanged in the latest college football playoff rankings. You have Georgia, you have Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Michigan, and Michigan State because they all won this past weekend. Alabama is still sitting at number two last night. Joey Galloway laid out a scenario that Cincinnati probably fears the most.
If they should happen to lose in a close game, you then tell me because they have two losses, that means Cincinnati's a better ball club than them. To me, it proves that Alabama's the second best team in the country if they play Georgia close at the end because nobody has been able to stay close to them.
But they still lost during the season, and I think they still get penalized for that.
I don't believe it.
What do you think of this?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Two losses and they're still safe?
I think it's ridiculous because what that's telling the non-Power 5 schools is no matter what you do, you will not have ever a chance to play in the college football playoffs. Even if we played 12 games and we had a two-loss team and you played 20 games and you went undefeated, we still taking the two-loss team. That's ridiculous. So why even have them involved then?
It's bad enough they call them the group of five.
Yeah, the group of five. Why even have them involved?
Power five and then group of five. Yeah. It's so
like you are nothing. You're small. Yeah. Get over there. Stay over there.
And you're telling these schools. telling you, that's what it is, eyeballs on the screen.
And
you will
afraid,
never have a chance to play for this title.
And afraid that a group of five football team go and pop a power five on a big national scale. Oh, man, that'd be ridiculous. They'd lose their mind.
Be something to watch, though. All right, more college news. This on the basketball court. Duke's Mike Severino, grandson of coach Mike Krzyzewski, and star freshman Paolo Banchero face DWI-related charges. According to court records obtained by the Raleigh News and Observer, Michael Severino was arrested on DWI charges early Sunday morning. Banchero also charged with aiding and abetting DWI. Severino was driving a vehicle registered to Banchero, who was a passenger in the back seat. Citations obtained by the News and Observer show Severino was pulled over after a stop sign violation, and an ensuing breathalyzer test showed blood alcohol content of 0.08, the legal limit in North Carolina. Severino did not play in Tuesday's win against Gardner-Webb, but Banchero was on the court for 26 minutes for the seventh-ranked Blue Devils. Here's Coach K explaining why Banchero played.
It's two different situations. I mean, two entirely different situations. Headlines might make it look like it's the same. It's not. So I think the decisions we made are in conjunction with our authorities, you know, my superiors, and we're taking action. You know, we took action, and we will continue to take action. Yeah.
So this is exactly what I tweeted yesterday as soon as the news came out when I saw Paolo Banchero's name everywhere. I said, well, hold on a second. I understand that he is a top player, but he was sitting in the back seat, right? He is not the story here. He was released, actually, at the incident. The story was Michael Severino, which, look, he'll probably be suspended indefinitely. I don't think there will be any repercussions for Paolo. From somebody who made a mistake that people still love to try to throw in my face to this day, these things do happen when people are young. They happen every single day. It does not excuse the action. But I think the bigger story here is these are the challenges that Coach K is going to face in his last year of coaching. And how he ultimately handles these things will determine whether this team, who has a legit chance to win a national championship. I do believe this, and I've been very objective on my coverage when it comes to Duke basketball over my tenure at ESPN. I would tell you if I don't think they have it in them. This team has a national championship type of DNA in them. So I think these are the kind of hiccups that happen throughout the course of a season, and how Coach K manages these things will determine the altitude of this team.
What's the right way to manage this? What's the right way to handle this? What should they do?
They keep it internal. I think Michael Severino should be suspended. That time allotment will be up to Coach K. But ultimately, I think you handle it with Paolo the way they handled it. He played last night. It was a mistake. I'm sure he'll be reprimanded internally. I've been through a couple of these situations with teammates.
What does that mean? Like, give me an example if you've been through it.
Playing on the blue team, the non-starter team, doing a set of sprints, a lot of sprints, a lot of things internally where they'll reprimand you, things of that sort of nature. But I think more so than anything, the public shame that comes from this for Paolo, I think Coach K will use that as a learning opportunity for him to continue to grow as a player.
Now, people need to know also that this is a player, this guy could go number one in the draft, right? He's considered a top pick in next year's draft if he does leave Duke after 1 year.
Yes. The bigger thing that people will pay attention to, because he is the grandson of Coach K, is how Coach K will choose to reprimand Michael Severino.
Severino, yes. Right. Like what happens there, but also the choice of the kid. I mean, this is your grandfather's, you know, last hurrah. This is his, you know, farewell tour, and how you conduct yourself is certainly something that is, you know, they'll say he's a young kid.
There's
still something about your character here that is going to be questioned. And I wonder how he should handle this instead of, like, you know, take the punishment. No, there's a lot of things that he needs to do here as well. This is not the way you start out a season, obviously. But for Coach K, something else that he's got to handle.
He and I talk about this. Call an Uber, man. Call an Uber.
So many times, right?
It's that simple.
So many times you try to teach that, and not every time these kids get it. But we'll see where it goes from here. So far, though, Banchero did play, and Duke continues to play. through this. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max continues on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and also find us on SiriusXM, Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.